Hey guys, join us now for the Fuller House After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is how it is. Christmas, I'm opening my gifts. That's the dance move I have.
Yes, the Christmas lights, you guys. This is amazing. Up in with Mariah Carey. We got Christmas lights going on in the studio.
All about
got a
Christmas.
Dance partner here.
Dancing with the Stars Christmas.
Yes!
Fuller House Edition.
Oh my gosh. Welcome everybody. This is our last show of the year for Fuller House. We'll be back next year for the rest of the episodes. But tonight we'll be talking about episodes 4 and 5. I'm your host, Annika Michelle, and with me is my lovely co-host,
Nick Marty.
What's up, what's up?
I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me, and
yes.
Thank you all for tuning in and checking us out.
Our other co-hosts have already left for holiday travel, so Nick decided to jump in and save the day.
Thank you for letting me.
You're welcome.
I begged and I pleaded, and she said, okay, fine, just this one episode.
Just this one. No, I'm just kidding. He'll be on for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
But I'm excited because these were pretty fun episodes.
It was fun. I like how we took it back to Throwback Thursday to Halloween.
Yeah. So I know, it was crazy. I kind of wish that the Christmas one would line up with Christmas time, but it's kind of hard with them releasing it in early December to line that up with our schedules. But
yeah. That's my favorite holiday, so I have no
Christmas?
Complaints. Halloween.
Oh, okay.
So I was really happy to see this episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have some Halloween questions for you.
Okay.
But when we get into it.
Okay,
because they're in the, episode.
I'm not trying to jump too ahead. I just got a little excited when I saw, we're talking about Halloween.
Yeah.
Ready about, even though, I like how I'm really talking about Halloween a bunch right now, and even though Christmas
we
is, like, less
Christmas
than four
song.
Days away or something like that.
We open with a Christmas song. We got Christmas cheer. It's good.
So
good
talking about Hocus Pocus.
Right. I keep getting caught in the cord. The Halloween episode was Curse of Tanner Manor. Which I thought was a funny name. It's a cute name because it's her last name and then their house.
And she had the lamest house on the block.
I mean, yeah, that was the complaint that, nobody wanted to come to Max's birthday parties because it was, lame. And the kids were like, this is not scary.
So I think it suited it very well because she went above and beyond to make sure her house was worthy of kids stopping by.
Yeah. And there was a lot of, little kids Max's age, I felt like. And I feel like she went overboard to try, and she really did, but... Not till the end, till Stephanie and Jimmy showed up, did they really get what they asked for.
It was definitely a lot. This episode was full of mom jokes.
She's a single mom and she's raising three little boys.
And she's trying to do her best.
She's trying to do her
best. It's a cheesy joke.
Yeah.
It's cute. It's cute. I'm not saying it's bad.
You said you laughed at them.
I did. That's what I'm saying. I always say, since the beginning of the first season, I feel like the jokes have become a lot funnier and more slapstick.
Yeah.
Funny, just one-liners. Or just something silly that they said. Very Friends, I guess you could say. Friends,
they say
those one-liners and kind of throw it
very
at
punchy.
You. I feel like, that's what this episode was all about. These two.
I liked it. And I have to say, I know I mentioned this last time, I love that they incorporate a lot of kind of the cast's own talents into the show, like Juan Pablo was saying in this episode, and they did a little bit of dancing and more dancing in the following one. But I just love how they incorporate he can sing, let's throw that in there. Oh, she can do this, let's do that. But I have to say, I absolutely loved, obviously it's Halloween, they're dressing up, and Kimmy and, I keep wanting to call Juan Pablo Fernando, looked amazing as Ricky and Lucy. They killed
they
it.
They nailed it. I like how when they tried guessing, having DJ guess what they were going to be for Halloween, you're like, I obviously know.
Yeah.
Because your accent's perfect for
amazing.
Ricky. Yeah, so.
And he did a great job singing Babaloo, and I love how they incorporated even parts of the show, like Kimmy trying to sneak in to be in the show and come in that gray
bush.
Yeah, trying
to get some stardom.
Yeah.
Stardom from where?
Right, you have an 8-year-old. Yeah.
I guess it shows the show. An audience is an audience.
This is true. This is very true. And people can perform in front of everybody.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought that was really cute. And I think hair and makeup did a phenomenal job making Kimmy into Lucy, with that hair and then the outfits. And Fernando can sing.
Well, when you were working on a production, of this caliber,
you would hope.
You make sure they have the best hair and makeup available for an episode like this.
It's very true. And I have to say, I don't know if people out there, let's keep sliding. I don't know if people out there know this, but in order for anyone to portray Lucy, I'm sure on a TV show they had to go through the same thing, but if you guys go to Universal Studios and you see Lucy out for pictures and autographs, the girls that they choose for Lucy have to be taken, their pictures have to be sent in to the Lucy, I don't know if it's the foundation or their company, Lucy, that her daughter's
Lucille Ball?
Yeah. And they have to be approved. The girls have to be approved by that company before they can be hired to run, to, like, be in Universal Studios playing Lucy. Like, the company has to sign off for each girl to do it. So I can't, I mean, I'm sure they had to get permission. Like, anything you have to do with that company or that brand or that image, and I'm sure for a TV show it's absolutely no different because it's not a Universal show. That I'm sure they had to, like, say, this is what we want to do.
That's incredible. I didn't know anything about that.
They have to approve. They send the pictures of the girls and the wigs to the thing, and the company says yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And then that's how the girls in Universal get to play Lucy.
I'll just be Marilyn Monroe. I'll be Marilyn Monroe.
Like, I'm not going through all this.
Yeah, done. Yeah. No Lucy for me.
Yeah, no, they're pretty. And I get it, though, because it's a huge brand, and they want to, like, not have everybody and their mom playing her.
Yeah,
you know?
I was helping host at the Hollywood Museum, like, not too long ago. And I remember they have a lot of her Emmys there.
Yeah.
There was a whole case full. Mm-hmm. So I understand why there's a whole company. But not to get off on too much of a tangent, but just saying, like, I understand why they're checked off.
They're that strict about it. And I think that's cool. And I think Andrea did a great job. And I'm sure once they, you
know. Good job, Kimmy.
Wrote to her and said, yeah, like, hey, we're going to have her do this. It's going to be part of the show. It's going to be Halloween. And he's going to sing Babaloo, which is, I'm sure, another permission they have to ask with conga drums and everything. Like, and she had the facial expressions on point. Like, she did great. They both did great, both of them. And I love seeing them. I honestly couldn't have thought of anything else other than maybe it wouldn't have been as funny at all. But I think, like, just because she has red hair, I'm going to say Wilma and Fred. No, Wilma and Fred. Yeah, Wilma and Fred. That's what I said. Wilma and Fred from Flintstones.
Yeah. That could have worked, too.
That could totally work.
They could have done that. I mean, it would have been a Spanish accent as Fred. Yeah, but that would have been funny.
She could have come out in, like, a little white dress.
Yeah, either one could have worked.
For sure.
If they got too many checks that said no, then they would have been like, all right, we're going with our option number two.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fred and Wilma.
Yeah. No, I think that, I mean, I liked it. And then, you know, the party, Max's friends are like, this is kind of lame. Blah, blah, blah. So meanwhile, obviously, Ramona and her friends are going to a haunted house, and they want to be scared. So Jimmy, who obviously is Kimmy's brother, and Stephanie, are like, oh, we're going to go scare them, put these voice changers on, and scare them in the haunted house. Now, honestly, just seeing them, I, like, knew it was Jimmy and Stephanie. I was like, oh, that's for sure. I don't know how these kids didn't recognize, but I guess, you know, that you're scared. It's a haunted house.
It's a kids' show.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
the haunted house was lit up pretty bright.
Pretty well, yeah.
It wasn't too dark where you could not recognize anyone, but the reactions of them getting scared were pretty funny to me.
It was pretty good, and I have to say, do you have a crazy haunted house story? Like, have you ever been in a haunted house like that and gotten scared?
Yeah, I've been to a lot of haunted houses because Halloween's my favorite holiday.
Right.
And I remember in the sixth grade, I went in Austin to this haunted house called the Nightmare Factory.
Yeah.
And I had never been to a haunted house before that. So I had no idea what we were really going to.
Oh, no.
Like, I had no idea what it was, a haunted house. Like, there's actors in there. I thought maybe we were walking through a house you know, that said to be haunted. No. I walked down. I'll make it quick. The first thing, it was this hallway. Then out of this wall, Freddy Krueger jumps out.
Oh, no.
And a little sixth grade, you know, gangly Nick freaks out. Head hits the ceiling. Like, I'm freaking out. Long story short, it was just a whole bunch of that, and I did not know what I was getting myself into.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
That was my haunted house.
Haunted house.
I wish it was as lit up as
that
this
one.
Episode.
No, they're never lit up. They're always fog and you can't see, and you're like
then
grasping onto your
reaching
friend.
Out to me. Yeah, and they're jumping out in the middle.
Yeah.
I may be the tallest, but I'm not the toughest.
Right. Oh, at least you know.
I know. I'm putting other people in front of me.
That's amazing. Well, I love that you said that. That's awesome. but yeah, I thought that was cute that they were kind of scaring them to go back to home. Like, go back home, be with your family. And it's sad that it took something like that for them to realize, like, oh, we should have been here in the first place. We should have always been part of this party, helping DJ, you know, staying and watching our parents as Lucy and Ricky. I mean, come on, who wants to see them? They're teenagers, I get it. They don't want to see their mom and dad as Lucy and Ricky.
I remember when I was still messing around with my friends, not going trick-or-treating, but running around the neighborhood.
Right.
And I remember seeing those two cool kids who were actually handing out candy.
Yeah.
That was too cool.
Yeah,
you know,
they're too cool for school. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Come on now.
You can go out. It's fine.
Yeah, you can go out and run around.
Yeah. No, I liked it. Overall, I really liked this episode. I love the Lucy and Ricky part. I thought Kimmy did an amazing job. Max, again, is still up there with my favorites.
He's cool.
He's so cute.
He's super cute. He does great. He is a great actor.
Great actor. And it feels like it comes naturally to him, you know?
Cute kid.
I love it. I love it. And I have something else I wanted to say about this episode. You guys, I've told you this before. I honestly have not watched past episode 5, so I don't know what happens the rest of the season. I don't know who.
That's good.
I know. Keep it is like good. That. I kind of want to, like, you know, go with the show and not already know, oh, they're going to end up together. They're not going to end up together.
Yeah.
But I really want Kimmy and Jimmy. Stephanie and Jimmy to, like, this love to blossom. I feel like they're getting in. They're, like, bonding together with these little things. I feel like they're making a connection.
There's probably going to be another downfall then at the end of the season.
You
think
so? There's
going to be huge. I haven't seen past episode 5 either.
Okay.
So we're both going to be finding out at the same time, as we go along.
Yeah, I'd like to keep it that way because it's just more fun finding out week by week.
I'm going
to
keep watching ahead. Just kidding. No.
And just guessing correctly every week.
Wow, I bet money on this with Annika.
No, I think they make a cute couple. They're kind of quirky and just odd combination at first, but when you think about it, you're like, you guys actually make a great team. Like, you scared Ramona and Jackson together. I don't know. I could see it going places.
Possible. Never say never.
Never. This is actually a very, oh my gosh, a very true thing. But that's all I have to say about episode 4. Do you have anything to add about this before I move on?
Thank you for a good Halloween episode.
Yeah, it was actually really,
really well executed it. Fun.
It was very good.
Yeah. I was happy.
The next one, Doggy Daddy, episode 5. I felt like a lot was going on in this one.
A lot was going on.
It's like a lot was going on. I don't know where to, which way am I looking? Who am I following?
Because I was working at the same, I was like writing at the same time, and I usually watch on the side, and I still keep in mind everything going on.
Right.
This was the first time where I had to put my writing aside and just watch the episode.
You can't.
You have dancing, you have dog, you have love, you have a little girl that's trying to dance it up, and then she needs her parents. Like, oh my God.
It was a bit all over the place.
There was a lot of characters in this episode, too. Yeah, you had everyone.
Like, Matt came back and with his girlfriend who, you know, needs to go.
And a special guest star. And
Bruno Tanielli from Dancing with the Stars, which we all know about.
You were covering that. I was covering Dancing with the Stars.
It's
Laura Bethill.
But, yeah, it was a little all over the place, and I feel like it could have been a little bit more, like, together if it was just like maybe two stories and they use another two stories for an episode. But I think they wanted to show the chaos going on in all the situations. Like, he's bringing chickens home, there's a dance thing going on,
love,
you know, Matt needs to
dog.
For what whatever reason they need to come to their house with the girlfriend and bike shorts and the dog ate something and like the what, I don't even know who am I, which way are we going.
Yeah, and I guess whatever story you care about most.
Yeah. Which one was your favorite?
I thought it was hilarious, of course. I thought Kimmy was so funny, that, you know, just the parents kind of like wanting to know how their daughter is doing and just outside the door,
listening
and eavesdropping and then just running back to the table when she needs a partner. And it was super cute. It was a cute episode in that aspect. And then also, you know, the love going on between these two.
Right. DJ. This love triangle, y'all. I don't know about it. But we're going to get to that. I want to save that for the end. But we're going to start with, I guess, Ramona's dancing. I mean, first, I guess we can just mention Max brought these four chickens home, which, first of all, I would have had a panic attack if I was
on set. I used to have 5 chickens, FYI.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Man, I lived in a suburban neighborhood, and it was, like, not normal, and we just had 5 chickens
just
in our backyard.
Just for, like, what? No reason?
Running around.
Okay.
No reason. So it kind of reminded me of my childhood, actually.
Right.
Yeah, so because I just had 5 chickens running around the backyard.
That's hilarious. Were their names, you know?
They had names.
Danny, Jesse, Becky.
Stuff. I forgot their names, and I remember my neighbor's dog ate one of them.
Oh, no.
And I would sometimes, I got a G.I. Joe helmet one time to put on them,
oh,
on one of the chicken heads. Yeah, so I completely related to that aspect of
that.
Okay,
I could not relate to that in the least bit, but I'm glad at least one of us did in that moment.
Yeah. Have you been to Boston Market?
I've never been to Boston Market.
Have you been to El Pollo Loco?
Yes.
So you've had chicken, you relate.
I have had chicken, yes. I feel like
that
Boston
was stupid.
Market.
That's my Fuller House joke for the evening.
Oh my gosh, this guy. But anyway, he brought these chickens home that are like running amok.
Yeah.
Ramona's trying to dance for the San Francisco ballet
dance
something. And I love that you guys, they got Bruno Tonioli from Dancing with the Stars. I thought that was a great guest star appearance.
Yeah, he was a guest star, yeah.
And we know Ramona can dance. We know she's danced in past episodes, and we know she's good. And I love that they're incorporating that more now.
Like you're saying, they're using these actual actors with talents that they have besides just acting.
Like, so look, she also can dance if you need a dancer and, like, something, you know, like, showing it. And other shows, I feel like, would do that. So that was cool. I like that. And then, like, I love when he would give the score with the tens. And, like, it was the dancing. It was the exact same one. And he would make comments like, there's always one judge that's tough, you know?
Always.
But, yeah, that was great. And also, like, Juan Pablo danced with her, which I...
That was cute.
That was adorable.
He was like, you need a dance partner? Oh, I didn't know. All right.
Yeah, he was ready to go. Kimmy was in that dress.
Yeah, it was cute.
Speaking Italian, not knowing a thing she's saying.
It was cute. Especially, they had some moves, too, when they entered the room.
They did.
I was impressed with that. That's better than I can do. I can't dance. I will let everyone know. Okay, now, at this point, what you know about me. I'm scared of haunted houses.
Okay.
I can't dance.
Okay.
I have bad jokes.
Three things. We'll get to five before the show ends.
Great. I'm a complete catch for you, ladies. Thank you.
But no, he did. I thought they did a great job, like you said. And you can dance. I've seen you dance. But I thought Kimmy and Fernando. I loved her outfit, her dancing outfit.
Cute,
Kimmy
yeah.
came out and was adorable. Okay.
Do you have to take it all in?
No, I'm about to get to the love. The love part, but before I do, I was really happy when I got into that dance school, and like, I'm excited to see if that's brought up again in like next episode. Like, oh, she has to go for orientation, or she's going away for, you know.
I bet she'll have to go for orientation, but it'll
after
be the next
holidays,
season that she goes to the school.
Yeah.
You know, because it must be a boarding school, I would assume.
Well, they live in San Francisco, so maybe it's not. Maybe it's just
dance schools seem like boarding schools. I may be just very like looking into it deeply,
right.
But I feel like it would be a boarding school,
right?
You know, I don't.
I feel like maybe it's like OSHA, like the performing arts high schools or something around here.
Yeah,
you
something
know?
Like exactly. Yeah,
but like they come home, but I don't know. We'll see what they do with her. But
possible.
I hope that's shown more, and like maybe she has dance concerts we can all go watch, or we can all go watch. Like we're gonna go attend her dance.
You're
concert.
Feeling it. I
you
like
know?
That. You
we
are
wanna
the full
get
house.
Tickets for Ramona's concert.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I have to say, I thought it was super random, but I guess it added to the chaos that Matt showed up with Crystal and those tiny bike shorts, both of them, like DJ said. Like, can y'all
left field
put a little clothes on? And why are you coming into my house?
If you don't mind,
yeah.
Please tell me what's going on. Why do I?
But as you guys know, she's kind of in that love triangle, didn't really pick.
Naughty, naughty.
And she kind of picked one at the end of this episode.
Yeah. You know, she did. It would have been funnier. Well, I guess it wouldn't have been funnier. Well, the dog's laying on the table and they
right.
Pissed.
I think they was getting to that point if the boys didn't interrupt them.
It was so perfectly timed. I mean, come on,
it was
they wrote
that
in because it was just like made everyone like
angry
and just mad that why'd you walk in?
It was getting to that because they were getting close. Like they hugged. She's like, "Thank you," and he's like, "I'm always here for you."
Yeah, he shifted his head like one degree. And I was like, oh, man.
It's going down.
It's going down then. Nope.
Is a dog okay?
All right. Come on.
That was a great Max impression.
Mom!
Oh, my gosh. But they were getting really close. She randomly decided to hug him after surgery. I'm like, do you want to wash your hands? Y'all just, like, did surgery on this dog? Just taking off the gloves?
I didn't even think of that. I didn't think about that. Like, you wash your hands? Yeah, it must be smelly.
Right.
They didn't even have masks on if we were trying to get really into it. They didn't have masks on. They didn't have any assistants. Like, they just took care of it themselves.
Well, it's
they just went
the
dog's
care.
Throat.
It's their pet care. They made a small incision. They got the corn cob thing out. They threw away the gloves. They got really close, and it's like,
you're
right, come
assuming
on.
They threw away the gloves.
They did. They took it off.
But there was no blood on it.
There was nothing on it. It was.
Classic.
It was their.
We caught you slipping.
They're I guess talented veterinarians. What can you say? And I'm dying that he actually did this surgery in his bike shorts. Like homeboy didn't
True.
Even. DJ changed into her full scrubs, and he just put the top on. I thought that was hilarious. I'm like, you didn't have the pants and the.
But you're okay with it.
I mean, I wasn't complaining at all. But
good looking cat. I understand if the ladies are checking it out. They don't mind.
Yeah, he was here actually a few weeks, months
yeah,
ago,
about
a month
that,
or
yeah.
so ago, and he was really sweet. He said he'd come back. So fingers crossed, he joins us after the holiday break. I know these holidays, it's hard to get them to come in. They're all over the place. But
true, taking a break.
we hopefully, fingers crossed, have a couple of people coming in at when we come back in the new year.
Stay tuned.
But so they don't really kiss at the veterinarian, but when they come back, he like just opens the door, is like, DJ, I love you, and grabs her and kisses her.
And she's like,
that was a moment.
I like this, but yeah. I still want to keep this triangle alive.
No, she said, just, I like yeah, it I know, too. You want to keep that triangle alive.
I do. Why? I have no idea. Some spice in my life. The most spice in my life.
Watching Full House Love Triangle?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That's my real world equivalent.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard because I feel like I wanted her to be with Steve, and I don't know if that chance is gone yet because I feel like they're not going to make it that easy. It's not gone. And yes, she kissed Matt, but they work together. He's perfect. He loves the kids. He's ditching Crystal. He obviously doesn't care about her. He left her alone in the house to DJ's house and was like, oh, we got to go. You obviously don't care about your girlfriend.
You look a little distraught. You're like, what?
No, I'm saying he obviously doesn't care about his girlfriend.
Hello, Crystal. Do you not get the picture?
Right. Bye, Crystal.
Bye.
But yeah, I thought that was a really kind of hot moment for Fuller House. He like opens the door, goes in, grabs her, and kisses her.
This is the hottest you're gonna get
on Fuller House.
Good 98 degrees. I'd say 99, pushing 99.
Yeah,
waiting for the 100 degree. But oh my gosh, pushing 99
in Fuller House, and the girls were upstairs watching Kimmy and Stephanie.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, okay. And then it ends with them kissing.
Like you said, a lot of chaos this episode.
A lot of chaos. But it ended with, like, it all kind of came together. Everything kind of worked out. Ramona got her dancing thing.
Yep. And we're all going to go see her show.
We're all going to go see her concert. We all going to have tickets.
On the 26th.
And DJ got her kiss with Matt. Crystal's out of the picture. I feel like a lot's going on, but lots gotten answered, if that makes sense.
We got a lot to go still.
All the holiday ones are coming up. Like, we'll have to do Christmas after Christmas and New Year after New Year, but it'll still be really good.
We can jam-pack it. I don't think you want to mess.
It'll be really good.
What
I'm excited.
What if we get another episode like we did today? I think that's like dedicated just one of these episodes on AfterBuzz.
Right. It's a lot. But I have to say the ending dance for me with Bruno, DJ, and Stephanie was the cutest thing ever. I love that he danced in with them. And their dresses.
I thought the funniest thing was a hug. When Bruno was like,
bring it
okay,
in.
This is the last hug you'll ever get. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, we're away.
And he's not usually like that. He's pretty, very nice guy.
I'm sure.
That I've worked with him, but
you worked well with those guys,
I don't know about his hugs. I've never given him one, but, you know, I'm sure.
I know about his handshakes, and I know about him saying a good job.
It was good overall. There was a lot going on, but I liked it. What was your overall?
Ditto. My favorite was a Halloween episode, but, this one was fun.
It was good.
Chaotic.
I can't wait for the Christmas. Thanksgiving is next, and Christmas, and New Year. Uh-oh, who's going to be her New Year's kiss? Make a guess. Neither of us have seen this. Steve or Matt?
I always forget that's even a thing for New Year's.
Oh, yeah, it's like a kiss at midnight.
I know, I don't even, ever think about that.
That's funny.
Like, I don't know. But that's funny that you bring that up. No, I forgot that's a thing.
Yeah.
Because I remember always hearing that in, like, high school and college. Oh, New Year's kiss. So, hey, who's going to be New Year's? I don't know, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal to people. So who do you think she's going to kiss? Matt or Steve? Neither of us know these answers, so.
Say what again?
I said neither of us know the answer because we haven't seen it yet.
Right as she was asking that question, you started putting your head down as if you're like mumbling something, and I thought you were like telling me what answer to say. You're like, you ever seen this answer?
I have no idea.
It's up in the air. I think this triangle is still well and alive.
Okay.
And I feel like we're going to find out at the end of the season who she really, because she said, I like you. It's not love.
Right.
No.
But because they haven't gone out. Like, they have to, like.
Sometimes, you know, you see love romantic
sometimes
movies where they're just like, where they break off with that one person and they just storm in and they're like, I love you.
Yeah.
Hell, I've only known you for a week. I love you too.
Right. No, so, I know. Sometimes it's intense.
It could happen.
I'm going to guess. Oh,
think
God, this
gonna
is
kiss
hard.
Nick for New Year's.
Ah, that's DJ. What he wants.
I'm going to show up on set.
He wants they Candace Cameron. Okay. Well, that's his guess. My guess, God, I like both of them. And I think what makes it hard for me is that the other one is there. Like, if Steve wasn't there, I would be like, oh, my God, Matt's so amazing. But I'm like, no, I really want her to be with Steve. Because, you know, you, like, watch him on Full House with her and, like, everything they've gone through together and, like, I don't know. Actually, can I just throw it out there? Can she kiss Viper? Can we bring Viper back from, like, Full House?
Oh, my God.
Jesse and the, like, you know, can we just do that?
I would love to make this whole thing juicy. We'll just bring everyone into this picture.
No, I'm going to guess she's going to say she's going to kiss Steve on Midnight. I'm going to say that.
Steve, you're going with Steve? I'll remember that.
I'm going with Steve.
So I'll be against Steve.
Okay, so you're gonna pick Matt?
I'll be Team Matt.
Team Matt? Okay.
Just because of that. So we'll see who the winner is.
Okay, we'll see. It's a little healthy competition here.
A little healthy? No. We're going to do a taquitos challenge. Whoever loses has to eat a bowl of taquitos.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, that's, I guess, our prediction. Do you have anything you want to add to that?
Thank you for having me again.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Fun episodes. It was Halloween, fun. Like I said, my favorite. Thanksgiving, not my second favorite, but there's food involved. There's food involved. So I'm excited to see.
Yeah.
There's going to be, so I think one of the dogs is going to eat the turkey or something.
Something like
goofy is going to happen. Fuller House style. We keep it slapstick comedy style.
No, it's going to be great. I cannot wait. Thank you guys for watching. And we hope you guys have a safe holiday and Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and everything. Merry Christmas. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you in the new year. You want to tell them where they can find you?
You can find me at NickMarty13 and The Latest Late Show on YouTube.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AnikaMichelle1 and my website, AnikaMichelle.com. Thanks for watching.
She's verified.
Oh, my gosh.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.